I never thought that I would make it from this standpoint, that when I first ran for the United States Senate, you know, the tradition had been in Iowa that you serve about one term as a senator. Mm-hmm. You had to go back 25 years till somebody served more than one term. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I ran for re-election and for re-election, and eventually it adds up to 10,000 votes. But it's nothing that I ever thought I could accomplish, but I'm glad to accomplish it because in the process serving the people of our state.
Just to put it in perspective, sir, who was the president when you first came to the United States Senate?
Ronald Reagan was the president when I first came to the Senate. When I first came to Congress 6 years before that, Gerald Ford. I was elected the year that Nixon resigned, and it was a year that was very bad for Republicans. And we had a tremendous turnover in Congress, and I was one of only 16 Republicans to be elected, new Republicans to be elected that year. And there were 74 new Democrats elected.
Wow. You had something to say about the importance of voting and why, you know, maybe on another day 10,000 votes isn't going to make a lot of difference. But in this case, you said it makes a difference to the kind of message that it sends back to the folks at home.
Well, I think people think that we don't tend to business the way we should. I think they think that there's, you know, we goof off a lot. I think that by not missing a vote, as I have now for almost 6,000 votes, or having cast my 10,000th vote, I'm quantifying for the American people that when Congress is in session, at least this senator is in Washington voting. And when we aren't in session, I try to get back to my state to commune with my people and make the process of representative government work. It's a way of quantifying to overcome the cynicism that people have towards politicians.
Do you think your constituents back home understand that about you?
Obviously not all of them do. And there's a lot that do understand it and appreciate it, but still don't vote for me. But, you know, in politics, I use this rule of thumb, that you never know what positive things might come of something you do. You can't measure that ahead of time. But if there are no known negatives, I think you ought to do it. And there are no known negatives, not missing a vote. Or there's not any negatives of visiting every county every year to hold a town meeting.
Yeah. Getaway question, Senator. If you were talking to a young person from Iowa who was thinking about a career in politics, maybe wanting to replace you one day in the United States Senate after you've gone back to the farm, what kind of advice would you give to a young person?
Well, the only mistake I think I made in public life was not spending enough time with my family, even though considering the fact I've been married 54 years and the fact I got 5 kids. Basically, we have a strong family because my wife was mother and father to the kids as I was away from home so often. So I would say make sure that you plan your political career so you can be a proper parent. The other thing I would suggest is you need to make a decision. Do you want to go into politics just for a little bit of an experience and then maybe do something else? Or if you want to go into politics for a career, that'd be another thing. I would suggest if you want it to be a career, you should not make the mistake I did, which maybe you wouldn't say is a mistake because I've been elected all the time. But I think it was a mistake that maybe I didn't firmly establish myself in agriculture or some other business or some profession before I became so much involved in politics. But, you know, I got to the United States Senate, and I wanted politics as a career, so it worked out for me. But with most people, you're going to sacrifice a lot. So I would suggest getting firmly established in a profession or a business or something before you run for office. And then if you like politics, spend the rest of your life doing it.
Senator, thank you again, and congratulations.
Thank you.